awakening. So we've been doing mindfulness practice, and we've been investigating bit by bit along the way. And then very formally with the rain practice. Just really cultivating awareness all day. You might have noticed that along with using the awakening word today, I also urged a lot of allowing and letting be and letting go, right? So that's a huge, huge part of awakening. And the letting go, letting be of our reactivity, of our moments of holding and clinging and grasping. And just sometimes we can really let them go, but other times it's more about that we have to just let be with them, which means we have to open to them. So we have to open to the sleepiness and the restlessness and the worry and the doubting mind and the comparing mind and the wanting mind and the aversive mind. We have to open to these. Feel them through the body, bring in the investigation. And through that allowing, that letting be, letting go happens. I hope you've noticed. I hope you've had some moments. Moments of awakening, moments of freedom. Now, sometimes our moments of freedom are only split seconds. But those moments of freedom that are split seconds, they add up. And sometimes you'll notice you've had a few minutes of freedom, of ease, of responsiveness, of presence rather than reactivity and clinging and craving. We talked earlier as well about how we wake up, that sometimes we're pretty stuck and we have to kind of engage in some of these real sweet heart practices. The Brahma Viharas, the divine abodes, as they're called, which you're all familiar with, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. They're great ways of awakening, as well as gratitude. And so you're probably wondering, what are we going to do next? We're not going to do any of those. We're going to do a deliberate letting go practice. And so it kind of picks up, I think, to me it does, from what we were just doing. We're doing Mind Like Sky, which is, you know, a lovely choiceless awareness kind of practice. We were just, wow, we just let it all happen, let it all happening. Even if you're not feeling like you're letting it all happen, there's the intention with the imagery to let it all happen, which is on that continuum of letting go. And so now we'll do a little more focused letting go practice and see what happens. So I have a few readings on this. Some are serious and some are not. I think I'll start with some prose. Very nice prose. Jon Kabat-Zinn is an excellent prose writer, that's for sure. And this is from his beautiful book, Wherever You Go, There You Are. And it's a little wordy, long rather. Not wordy, but long. It's a little long. So just kind of allow yourself to settle in, settle back, and just take it in. So, Jon Kabat-Zinn writes, I'll just read some of it. He writes, letting go means just what it says. It's an invitation to cease clinging to anything, whether it be an idea, a thing, an event, a particular time, or view, or desire. It is a conscious decision to release, with full acceptance, into the stream of present moments as they are unfolding. To let go means to give up coercing, resisting, or struggling in exchange for something more powerful and wholesome, which comes out of allowing things to be as they are without getting caught up in your attraction to or rejection of them, in the intrinsic stickiness of wanting, of liking, and disliking. It's akin to letting your palm open to unhand something you have been holding on to. I think I'll leave that there. I think that reiterates a lot of what I was just saying. Sit here nicely. So now here's a little poetry from Naomi Shihab Nye. So this is about letting go in the poetic way. So this poem is called Adios, which I think you all know means goodbye, right? Adios. Okay. Adios. It is a good word, rolling off the tongue, no matter what language you were born with. Use it. Learn where it begins, the small alphabet of departure. How long it takes to think of it, then say, then be heard. Marry it, more than any golden ring. It shines, wear it on every finger till your hands dance, touching everything easily, letting everything easily go. Strap it to your back like wings, or a kite tail, the stream of air behind a jet. If you are known for anything, let it be the way you rise out of sight when your work is finished. Think of things that linger, leaves, cartons and napkins, the damp smell of mold. Think of things that disappear. Think of what you love best, what brings tears into your eyes. Something that said adios to you before you knew what it meant or how long it was for. Explain little. The word explains itself. Later, perhaps. Lessons following lessons. Like silence following sound. All right, so let's do a little letting go practice. So if you'd like to take postures for practice. And I think many of you know this little ditty from Ajahn Chah again. If you let go a little, you will have a little happiness. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of happiness. If you let go completely, you will be free. Let's just be very clear that as we do letting go practice, it's not aversion. It's not pushing away. We want to be remembering that. So if letting be is the better expression for you, then use that. Substitute that when I say let go. So just allowing the body to settle into the sitting, relaxing, feeling breathing. And now asking ourselves to be fully awake, what do I need to let go of? And for most of us, there are many items that can come up for us. So ask, what would be helpful today in this moment? What would help for wakefulness, to be fully awake today in this moment that I could let go of? Experiment with letting go of some situation, some hurt, some point of view, some habit, some position. Hold it in mind, whatever it is. Give it a name as best you can. Give it some space to be. So feel it through the body. Once you've named it, feel it through the body. Give it some space. Breathe into it. And check, is it wise in this moment to try on letting this go? Or am I perhaps not ready? This is maybe too big. And if that's the case, see if there's something else. There usually is, if you're human. Imagine what the benefit might be, even if it feels really almost inaccessible, what the benefit might be of letting this go or letting this be. What your future might look like, interactions, state of mind, what the body would feel like. And then trying on saying to yourself, letting go, letting go, or letting be, letting be. Breathe into it. You feel resistance, aversion. Breathe into it. Let the feelings drain out through the body, through the breath. And repeating a few more times, I'm letting you go, I'm letting you go. And allow your mind now to envision a future where this situation or behavior or habit of mind or speech is gone, has been released. Sense whatever freedom there could be there, innocence, ease. Happiness. And then trying on saying again, I'm letting you go, letting go, letting go. Just notice whatever feelings are here, emotions and sensations. Objections within body and heart. And drawing on, inwardly bowing to them, and I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. It's all right if you feel you're faking it till you make it. It's okay. We're inclining our hearts and minds in the direction of letting go. And that's worthy. I'm letting you go, letting you go, letting you go. And then just resting, the sense of the body sitting. And breathing, and just noticing how it all sits with you. Remembering that we can return to this particular piece, this particular visitor. We can again, as Ajahn Chah said, establish ourselves in awareness, transforming our minds into the one who knows, the one who is awake. And know that the visitors will eventually stop coming back. We have to welcome them in. We have to welcome them in. We have to see them for what they are. Feel them through. And then we can let them go. If we give them real attention, how many times can these visitors return? Eventually, our minds will be at peace. So just resting a few moments in breath and body.